Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, good week, good month, good year, everybody. All you beautiful people who tune in for the No BS Bishop. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I am alive to love. I believe lesser values than love easily slide into the rabbit hole of BS. Bait and switch, or whatever else you want to call it. We slide off into manipulation. We slide off into other matters that are not humane, much less human. We become something that is shortchanging our own potential when we are not loving. So I'm here to call you to be alive to love and to eschew, be done with all lesser values. So here on the No BS Bishop, we do a couple of things every time. And one of the first things we do is to recite Love's Creed. I am the author of Love's Creed. I'd be happy to send it to you if you write me at my email, randydeanministries, that's all one word, lowercase, @gmail.com. I promise you I'm not going to BS you if you send me a request for this, meaning I'm not going to bait and switch and put you on some kind of permanent email pestering list. I just want to serve. I just want to love. So if you want the copy of Alive to Love, you can send me an email at randydeanministries@gmail, and I'll be happy to send you a written copy. So I will say it in total to start with. But then I'll go back and I'll recite it to you in portions so that you can repeat after me like the nervous bride, the nervous groom does at a wedding altar, okay? So here it is in total, Love's Creed. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. You know, it's about 10 years old, and somebody told me the other day, said, you know, that has aged well, and I appreciate that compliment. This creed began just for me, something in my own journal that I wrote to remind myself as I face challenges. You know, I'm like you. I face off with people who do not have a commitment or a creed of love burning in their mind or heart. And so as I face those folks like you do, I have to remind myself, what am I alive for? Am I alive to fight people who are mean-spirited or shaming or manipulative? No, I'm not alive to fight that. I'm alive to love no matter what comes my way. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. So here it is, Love's Creed in short bursts. You repeat after me after I give you a little slice to start with. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Those words ring true to my mind, my soul, and my priority. It keeps me on a straight trajectory, a trajectory upward and not downward. Today I want to talk to you about what am I doing with this Alive to Love venue that I have. It's not just here on No BS Bishop. I do a Sunday night sanctuary Facebook Live broadcast every Sunday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And often I'm drawn into the subject of love there. I'm writing at least one book. I've got three in my computer that's sitting here in front of me. But I'm focused, I'm lasered on the subject of love for so many reasons, not the least of which is that I'm painfully aware that we folks of faith aren't known for love. We're known for being doctrinally pure. We're known for thumping our Bibles. We're known for, you name it. We're named by so many denominational names and known by so many lesser values. I'll just say it that way, for some BS that we try to promote and to keep putting in front of people as if we can just keep BSing long enough, folks will agree with us. And I know that Jesus said there's one thing that the world will say of us that will conclude that we truly are followers of Jesus, and that is that we love one another. His one commandment is love one another as I have loved you, laying down his life for everybody, I mean, including sinners. So hear that when I say I'm lasered on love, and it's not this project alone, but multiple other projects where I see and know that my life is a life lived toward this principle and this power. So I want to give you three basic principles that are guiding lights for me in what I pursue here. Now, I ran across The Atlas of the Heart by Brené Brown a few years ago. Love the book. It's not an easy read. It's a little bit encyclopedic, but it has some wonderful research and understanding of what all of the emotions that go on in the human existence are about. And one of the things she talks about there is statistical research done on the power of love. And she and her team of statisticians came up with a definition of love, or at least a run toward a definition that I'm impressed. And they said this, and this is by statistical research. Love isn't something we give or get. Love is something we nurture and grow. Now, that's the quote. Now, that that is a mouthful. It isn't something we give or get. It's something we nurture and grow, which is to say it's got to be developed fully within us long before we are ready to receive it or ready to give it. Love needs to be this nuclear power within the soul of the human that energizes us, that sustains an inner world that is fully and beautifully developed. I think it was last week here I shared with you that, you know, just beware that inner world of yours and mine, that inner world is going to be your external reality soon. So nurture it well, develop it well, because what's cooking on the inside is going to be the food you serve on the outside. I'm painfully aware of that if I walk around cooking all kinds of misery and commiserating about what I don't like, who I don't like, I'm on a path to blow up at somebody somewhere for some reason, big or small. So it's, you know, when Jesus said, you have heard of old that you shouldn't kill, but he said, but I'm telling you that if you say you're a fool to somebody, you're guilty of having broken that law. And, you know, so if I consider, here's my point about that. If I keep living this internal reality of calling everybody a fool, everybody's dumber than me, everybody's got a problem but me, obviously, of course, not me. But if I keep living some level of diminishing others, I may not be pulling a gun to shoot people, but on the inside, my inner world is developing murder. It's developing a diminishing killing off of the value of other people. And Jesus warns, listen, you can live all your life not murdering anybody, but still be guilty of the internal frustrations that are just as bad as murder itself. So to that end, I want to keep, you know, I want to keep preaching right here. I want to keep teaching right here. I want to keep inspiring right here, if you'll allow me. I love hearing feedback. So if you've got feedback, randydeanministers@gmail.com, let me know. But let me also encourage and challenge you to develop a solid meditation, a solid contemplative world inside of you. And three principles that can develop that contemplative, meditative inner world. And here they are. I'm going to give them to you quickly, and then I'll run through and review them. First of all, love creates a value where there may not otherwise be any intrinsic value. So I'll go back and I'll talk more about that in a minute. But the second principle is we all get to choose who and what we will love. Nobody can love the way you love or I love. Our love is like a fingerprint. It's unique to our experiences and our living. And the third principle is this. The human condition is hardwired for love. And that is to love and be loved. We are all here to be alive and loving. Alive to love. So let me go back through those three principles quickly and develop them a little bit more. Number one, love creates a value where there may not otherwise be any intrinsic value. So it's like if I say I love that old building over there, this old antique 100-year-old, 200-year-old building. Listen, that creates a value for that building. Love creates value. At least for me, it creates a value. So if I drive through a town and I've grown accustomed to seeing an old high school, an old church, an old theater, I might even go out of my way to go drive by it just to look at it. And if I were so inclined, if I was able to, I might throw an offer or a bid on that building because I love that old building. And now that old building may be just one step away from the wrecking ball. That old building might be under threat of being torn down. I was part of a team of pastors, 20, 25 years ago. We bought the Clear Lake old high school, junior high school. We bought it from the Clear Lake School District for $1 because that old building was about to be torn down. And we looked at this magnificent structure and said, no, there's too much potential there. Well, of course, everybody who saw us, a group of pastors, said, you have lost your minds. That's going to bleed you to death. Well, the long story short of it is now that great old building, and right in the center of Clear Lake, Wisconsin, is this magnificent industrial complex that is also a community center. In fact, it's known now better as being the community center of Clear Lake. It's beautiful, and it's full. Every room is active. Every hallway is active. The gym has a gymnastics team that's in there consistently. The community theater's in there. There are shops and businesses from top to bottom. There's a, I could go on and on. I'm pretty proud of that. But love creates a value where there may not otherwise be a value. I was on school board at that time, and I knew we were about to allocate $500,000 to tear that old building down. But something in me said, no, there's still value there. I love that building. Love creates a value where there may not otherwise be any intrinsic value. So when we love something, we give it value. And that keeps that's a principle that keeps me alive to love. Number two, we all get to choose who and what we will love. Because see, nobody can love the way you love. Nobody can love the way you love life. So get busy loving. Get busy living. Shawshank Redemption, one of the sayings in that great movie is, get busy living or get busy dying. And there's so much sad truth there. So let's get busy living. Get busy loving and get busy living. Because nobody has your love fingerprint. It's your own specific way of loving. Knowing how to love the way you love leaves in somebody else's life, like I said from principle number one, this intrinsic value. Your love gave value where nothing else or nobody else could give value. When I was a little guy, my father's mother, Nanny Starnes, She was a very, how shall I say this kindly? She was just a stout woman. she was not a frail little person. And when she hugged, let me tell you, when Nanny hugged me, I only met her, oh my goodness, 3 or 4 times from the age of 7 to 10. When she hugged, you felt like you were drowning. You felt like, okay, if she doesn't let go soon, I'm going to pass out from lack of oxygen, because she would wrap you up and hold you up inside her heart, her body, and she would just love you. And that sweet, sweet Southern accent would just, oh, baby boy, I love you. She was, oh my gosh. She was just this love on two feet. That's the point I'm making here. She loved with her own fingerprint of love. So we all get to choose who and what we love. And we need to remember that when we love, nobody can love the way you love. Get busy loving. Your love is a significant fingerprint on the world. And number three, the third principle of the three things that I keep as drawing me forward, going forward with this alive to love, all lesser values or potential BS. This third principle is probably the most the most scientific, if you will, the most the most capable of defining things in a very formula kind of way, and that is this. The human condition is hardwired for love, and that is that we are hardwired to love and hardwired to be loved. We are all here because of love. We will continue to be here due to love, and love will create the future. We are alive to love. There is no other purpose greater than that purpose than loving our life. Loving our children, loving our spouse, loving our friends, loving our significant other, loving our neighbor, and yes, loving our enemy. Jesus made it so clear. Don't brag about loving friends. He said, tell me about how you love your enemies. I think it's the Quakers say, you know, don't ask me if I'm a good neighbor. Ask my neighbor if I'm a good neighbor. Don't ask me if I love. Ask somebody outside of my life. Does he love? Is there love in that life? The human condition is hardwired for love. It's absolutely easy to imagine, and it's been proven through scientific research that if you take an animal away from its mother, if you take a monkey away from its monkey mama, and you let that monkey be held by some artificial doll or some stuffed animal, oh yeah, that monkey might be at least comfortable in the pillow-like lap of this doll or stuffed animal. But there's no love there. And that monkey becomes, or any animal for that matter, is stunted from their potential because they are not getting nurtured by mama. Mama's love is not there in those formative early moments, early weeks and months that sustains this little life toward a potential that otherwise cannot be if love is not present. This is so true in the human condition. We're hardwired for love. We need that mama. We need that daddy. We need those siblings. We need those grandparents. We need those friends to develop us toward love. And we need to love back. But this goes back to Brené Brown's research conclusion, and that is that love isn't something we give or get. It is something we internally nurture and grow. So if I'm alone on the North Pole, if I've been abandoned in some research facility on the North Pole for 90 days, well, I've got 90 days to nurture and sustain love internally, even if there's nothing around me to give or get love to or from. We're never in neutral. Listen to that carefully. Nobody listening to me is in emotional neutral. You're always in drive. Sure, we can park a bit, but the motor's always running. And in that motor internally, we're being invited to recognize our hard wiring. I would propose that when people are depressed, that when people are feeling abandoned, I would propose that it's due to the lack of the nurturing and the sustaining of love somewhere in that process. Now, I'm not suggesting that depression is just your own responsibility. I think everybody is better when they seek professional help. I think you should as well. I don't care who you are. Professional help is important. You know, I get professional help for my car. I do not open the hood of my car unless it is to check the oil and make sure it's ready to go to the mechanic, because that's called professional help. I think every one of us, emotionally and mentally, should seek out a checkup from the neck up to get somebody else to look under the hood and say, what's cooking under here? What's cooking in your internal world? And then have the confidentiality of a professional who can say to you, you're nurturing some dangerous things. You're nurturing some harmful things. You're nurturing some poisonous emotions. And you can trust me with them and let me help you develop something better for your own internal living. So that is, again, that's the hardwiring we all have for love, to love and to be loved as we nurture it inside of us, to be alive and loving. So those are my three principles that drive me through every project that I'm working on these days. Number one, love creates a value where there may not otherwise be a value. If I say I love a building, well, now that building has value. Number two, we all get to choose who and what we will love. And because nobody can love like you love, get busy loving and living, because you have a love fingerprint. It's yours. The DNA of love is in you that isn't in anyone else. This world is waiting for your love, your specific expression of love. And number three, remembering, keeping this principle alive inside of you, that the human condition is hardwired for love. Get busy loving and living. We're here to be alive, to love. And all lesser values are what? Potential BS. They are lesser values indeed. I'm not saying some of those values aren't some purpose practical. You know, I got a value for loyalty. I have a value for being on time. But you know, basically, every value I carry is based on the love value that is my superior value. Love holds all the other values of my life in some orbit. So those things are revolving around what? Love. So let's practice two activities that I always challenge you with here on the No BS Bishop. And the first one is breathing well. That is so spiritual. John 3, Jesus talked about the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like the wind. You don't know where it's coming from, and you don't know where it's going. You don't know what started it, and you don't know where it's going to end. There's a philosophical idea out there that some gale force wind here in Wisconsin may have started as a butterfly wing happening down in Mexico. And maybe that little butterfly breeze kicked up another caught another transmitter of it, and it became a gale force wind here. I can see that. Wind is this invisible power, which is to say, breathing is this invisible power. When we slow our life down to breathe, we're engaging with the basis of life. So on the count of three, I want you to breathe deep into the foundation of your lung. Put your feet flat on your floor. Hold your head up straight. Close your eyes if you want to, and inhale on the count of three. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. You can inhale with, I'm alive, and exhale to love. Start that butterfly breeze with love. The second thing we do here every No BS Bishop is I challenge you today, as soon as possible, before you forget it, find somebody that you can look right in the eye with tenderness, kindness, with your own fingerprint of love, and say the most holy, charmed, magical words in the human language. These words mean more than almost, well, in no other words match these words. And those three words are, I love you. When we say that with our own fingerprint, nobody can love others the way we love. And when we give somebody our full attention and the capacity of somehow loving them, my. You can change a life. You might save a life. And in fact, the life you save might be your own. Because out of the depths of our internal reality, love comes out in a powerful and profound way. And then you see the effect. in those eyes. I've done it so many times. And yeah, I know people feel awkward and they feel weird and they get, you know, squeamish. And some folks are worried, oh, what's going to happen? Some weirdo is going to come to me and I'm going to make them feel something. Well, listen, at the end of the day, there are a few exceptions here and there. But most everyone you meet is starving for love. You never know that one person that you see, you're being able to say, I love you, could indeed, might indeed save a life. And as I said a few moments ago, maybe the life you save is your own. All right, it's been a pleasure to be with you today for this episode of the No BS Bishop Alive to Love. I am always honored that you would give me a half an hour of your life. Now, go out there and do something beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Ugly. Ugly's getting done to death. How about we rise up and do beautiful things everywhere we go so that we leave this trail of the fingerprint of our love with everyone who meets us? Now go out there and get her done. Get that love out there because we're alive to love. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.